Stop 10. Directions to inside the Treasury. Inside the Waterloo block, the route zigzags through seven rooms, all created within an undercroft area with a vaulted ceiling and no natural light. Within the differently sized rooms are freestanding display cases and pillars which visitors can walk either side of. Although there are no detailed descriptions of these exhibits on this tour, you are welcome to take time to explore, and there are always wardens available if you have any questions. They're very knowledgeable and always happy to help. Focused lighting picks out glittering objects within cases, and ambient music highlights the feeling of anticipation as we make our way through to the treasury itself. This first room has a flagstone floor and walls of deep burgundy. A large rectangular display case in the centre holds the empty state crown frames worn by past monarchs. Although George IV's crown contains over 12,000 diamonds, the stones were hired only for the coronation ceremony and later removed. Some of the jewels from the other two frames have been reset in the current imperial state crown, the last crown displayed in the treasury. You exit this room in the far right corner at 1 o'clock and up a slope into a larger room with a carpeted floor. Once in this room, step to the left with the wall behind you. You may like to pause the audio until you're there. This space is devoted to the origins of the collection. These include the destruction of the earlier crown jewels during the English Civil War and the stories of the Koh-i-Noor and Cullinan diamonds. A row of three large arch-shaped screens on the far left-hand wall display short videos with music showing maps following the diamonds' routes to England from all over the world. In the centre of the room at 10 o'clock are three tall, slim showcases containing objects telling these stories. With the wall still behind you, walk diagonally left at 11 o'clock towards the central showcase. Turn right around the far side of the showcase, keeping the large screens and music on your left, and walk straight ahead for 4 metres and exit through an archway. Enter a small annex, turn right, and move forward a few metres into another, larger space. Once in this room, take a step to the right with the wall behind you. You may like to pause the audio until you're here. In this carpeted room with dark blue walls, we face three more arch-shaped screens which show film footage of a number of historical and more modern royal processions. You may hear the sounds of cheering crowds, marching boots, horses' hooves and military bands. In the line down the centre of the room, display cases hold glittering objects related to the processions, golden ceremonial maces and swords, state trumpets with maroon and gold embroidered banners hanging from them. There are also dazzling items of clothing from the royal ceremonial dress collection, which were actually worn at historic coronations. Moving on, walk straight ahead for 8 metres, passing between the showcases and towards the screens and music. When you reach the opposite wall, turn right and walk on ahead, exiting through an archway and into a long straight corridor with a flagstone floor. Go along the corridor, using the left-hand wall as a shoreline if you choose. At the end of the corridor, go through two arched doorways and then turn right into another small, dimly lit annex. You might like to pause the audio until you're here. 3 metres ahead of you are a set of large double metal doors. This is the entrance to the treasury, and the thickness of the steel security doors is echoed by the wide metal threshold on the floor. Walk through these doors and take 4 steps into the room. Then turn right and walk to feel the wall in front of you. Turn and stand with your back to the wall and another wall on your right and play the next track.